News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. The Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department is launching an internal investigation concerning the actions of deputies before and after last week's deadly rampage. On Thursday, the department admitted deputies knew about Elliot Rogers' disturbing YouTube videos 3 weeks before the rampage, but never watched them. Roger killed 6 people and injured 13 others in the college town of Isla Vista before taking his own life. Golf superstar Phil Mickelson is at the center of an FBI investigation on insider trading. The Wall Street Journal reports the probe concerns finance, gambling, and sports. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn and Las Vegas sports bettor Billy Walters are also reportedly targets of that investigation. The FBI is allegedly investigating whether Mickelson and Walters illegally traded on private information they received from Icahn about his investments in public companies. A Thai diesel oil tanker with 14 crew members on board is now believed to have been hijacked. The ship was on its way from Singapore to Indonesia. Authorities say they lost contact with the ship shortly after it left Singapore on Tuesday. Other ships in the area have been alerted to be on the lookout. A renowned neurosurgeon says wearing a bike helmet is useless and could even be more dangerous than not wearing one. Henry Marsh with St. George's Hospital in London said today's bike helmets are just too flimsy to do any good. He said wearing one could actually put people in more danger because research shows drivers get 3 inches closer to cyclists who wear helmets. Apparently, motorists perceive helmet-wearing riders as safer, so they don't mind squeezing in a little closer. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to know how much Milwaukee prosecutors have spent on their 2 John Doe investigations. The Racine County Republican wrote a terse letter yesterday to Democratic D.A. John Chisholm. Voss said the public has the right to know the numbers of attorneys and employees used in what he called a political witch hunt. Chisholm's office spearheaded the probe that netted 6 convictions in 2012 for embezzlement and illegal campaigning by employees of Scott Walker's former Milwaukee County executive office. Police have arrested some of the suspects from Monday afternoon's assault incident that took place at Iverson Park in Stevens Point. Sergeant Tony Bobble says a pair of the suspects are in custody.
This morning, our detectives did make 2 arrests on our substantial battery case from Monday at Iverson Park. We have 2 people in custody, one 18-year-old male and another 26-year-old male.
And he says the probe is far from over.
Detectives are still interviewing witnesses and processing the evidence that was collected. And they told me that other arrests are probable.
The Merrill Fire Department is having an auction today. If you like old fire department items, you'll want to check it out. They're selling everything from exercise equipment to household appliances. There's plenty of tools, ladders, and even an outboard motor. The proceeds go to the city of Merrill to help offset the cost of supplies and equipment bought for the new fire station. Inspection is at 8 a.m. and the bidding starts at 10. Farmers are a bit behind. They're a busy bunch now after falling behind, according to John Colbert.
The cold, wet weather in April delayed much of the spring planting, says State Ag Secretary Ben Bransel.
Yeah, it's been a slow start to the cropping season, but I guess I'd like to put it in perspective. Last year, we were even further behind than we are this year. We learned last year that even though we got a late start, our farmers are very capable of catching up quickly and working hard and putting in the extra time.
Bransel says normally farmers have at least 50% of their oats planted by now. This year it's only 15%. But again, Bransel says with good weather, they can make up the lost time.
In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The state DNR said yesterday that more water should be released from a dam in far northern Wisconsin in order to preserve loons and other wildlife in the Manitowish River. A draft order calls for the Westlake Dam in Vilas County to reduce the river's water level by 1 foot each fall instead of the annual 3.5-foot drop that's been in place since the 1930s. The DNR issued an environmental assessment a year ago, which showed that the dam's current operation has caused a number of ecological problems. Meanwhile, a number of property owners along the Manitowish River fear higher ice levels in the water, along with potential for ice damage on their shoreline properties. Middleton is the latest community to be hit with the tree-killing emerald ash borer. State officials confirmed the presence of the green beetle yesterday. Officials in Middleton said that in 2009, over a quarter of its trees were ash trees. They've been replacing the diseased trees with 22 other varieties. The new grandstand at Wausau's Athletic Park made its debut Friday night. Wisconsin Woodchucks owner Mark McDonald says crews endured extreme weather over the winter and spring but finished on time, and he likes the way it's turned out.
Turned out better than I anticipated. It's much nicer than I expected it would be. So I'm very happy. Very, very happy.
The new grandstand was the first and biggest phase of a multi-phase renovation plan for Athletic Park. McDonald says there will not be any construction in the upcoming offseason.
We want to take a year off, rest a little bit, figure out what we have right now. This is the biggest part of it. The other phases are going to be less of an impact on the facility. But right now, I think we're just going to rest this winter and relax a little bit because it was a lot of work for our small staff.
On the field, the Woodchucks lost to the Rafters last night 8-4. They take on Madison tonight. You can hear those games on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. The Brewers beat the Cubs. They play this afternoon on WSAU pregame show at 2:35. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.